The Immortal Words by Jeff Wheeler. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller. The sweet fragrance of freedom filled Bing Mei's lungs as she ran for her life through the aspen wood. The magic of the Maywood cricket shot through her legs, and she soared through the trees, away from the Death Wall, away from Eshion and Shisi. The dragons had fought over her, neither yielding to the other, allowing her the briefest chance to escape. Even so, she wouldn't have made it if not for the cloud of birds that had rushed from the trees and engulfed her, obscuring her by filling the air around her with their flapping wings and shrieks. The sight had filled her heart with wonder, something that had not yet faded as she landed deeper inside the thick grove of white-barked aspen trees, so thick and flush with leaves they would surely conceal her. Still, she sensed the dragons searching for her, could feel the tingle of Eshion's presence go down her spine. The ground was covered with dead leaves, an undisturbed carpet, which was why she didn't see the cleft in the ground until it swallowed her. Pain. Darkness. Quiet.
Bing Mei!
The whispered thought was feather light and brushed against the walls of her mind. She wasn't dead, for she could feel stone crushing her ribs. It felt like being squeezed in a giant's arms. Her legs dangled, nothing beneath them, and they felt as if they would stretch until they popped out of her body. Her hands and face still ached with pain from the splinters created when the Maywood staff shattered.
Bing Mei!
There it was again, the sound as soft as the drone of a mosquito. She tried opening her eyes, but something wet and gooey prevented it. Blood? Mud? Both. Her throat burned for a drink of water. She tried twisting her neck and felt shivers of pain shoot down her spine.
Help!
She croaked, the word coming out garbled.
I'm here, Bing Mei. Help is coming. Hold on.
It hurt to breathe. As she rose to consciousness, memories began to trickle back into her mind. She'd crossed the Death Wall. She'd used the Maywood cricket to reach the wilderness of quaking aspen, only to fall into a hidden pit. She was still there, trapped in shadow. Panic flared in her heart. How long had she been down here? It's all right, Bing Mei. Be patient. The voice was not one she recognized, but the tone was comforting. At least it made her feel less alone. Each breath she took was agony.
Help!
She tried again, but it came out as a whisper. She had no strength to speak aloud.
Help is coming. It's coming. Soon.